interested. I mean, Shadon, they say they list him at 6 foot tall, and then they list Cameron at 6'6".
Yeah.
So that alone, you know, Cameron should be able to knock down his three over top of Jadane. So we'll see if Hansen's able to keep the ball out of his hands, because a lot of their offense, Largo's offense, goes through him. He don't shoot it every time, but he touches it pretty much every possession.
Yeah, agreed.
And well, another point would be just have to slow them down.
Yeah.
Walkersville wants this to be a half-court game.
Yeah, they want to get a run and gun with these guys.
Yeah, and they want to run their offensive sets, which they execute very well, get to pound that ball inside, and, you know, slow down Largo, make them actually play offense for 20, 30 seconds.
I want to thank tonight's game sponsors for making this possible. Center of Life Chiropractic, Hawkins Landscaping, Kelco Plumbing, and Thurmont Country Kitchen. We couldn't do this without your support. Thank you so much. I hope our listeners will support them and say thank you. So here we go. Walkersville being announced now. All five starters sitting there with the team lined up on the floor across the paint.
Yeah. Same starting lineup that Coach Mathis has been using the majority of this season.
Yeah. Yep. You got Batty, Hansen. You got Oluseye Awuloyo, and that's the last time I'll try that. It's OA from now on. Kenyon Johnson, and number four, Zion and Temi.
And Timmy, a 5'11 junior, averaging 6 points a game.
And a great game he had against Liberty.
Yeah. Didn't. Yeah. He was solid offense and defense. Hansen, 6'1 senior, averaging 14 points a game. The point guard, the quarterback on the court, senior captain Jerrion Batty, 5'9, averages 2 points, two rebounds, and two assists per game.
But more importantly, he averages about five steals on the defensive side. He's got quick hands.
Yeah, he's the shutdown point guard. He will put a lot of ball pressure on the opponent. And then we have our big men, OA, 6'6", senior, averaging 12 points a game. And then the junior, 6'4", Kenyon Johnson, averaging 11 points per game.
Out on four of the starters for Largo, number 21, Jalen Johnson, number 3, Cameron Ward, number 1, Andre King, 0, Christian Ware, and number, I can't get a look at it. I think it's number 23, Sean Johnson.
I think you're exactly right.
There's the jump, the tip. As a jump on, no, ripped away. Batty loses it into the bench. It'll be Largo ball. Good, so right off the bat, they're fighting for it.
Yep. So the refs want to know, okay, who's balled in on the next alternating possession?
So the ref let them inbound, then he stopped action, and he's going to reset and inbound again right in front of the Largo bench. Number 21 this time steps outside, Jalen Johnson. Into Ware. Ware brings it across midcourt. Down on the left side to Ward. Back around to Ware.
So actually right now, OA is matched up with Cameron Ward.
Ward shakes loose off the screen, shoots and misses. Rebound Hansen. No, and Temi. And Temi on the rebound over to Batty. Batty brings it up. Off the pick to Hansen. Kenyon around to Temi on the right side. Batty up top, off the screen, into Johnson. Oh, stolen right into the hands of number 21 as he goes straight to the hoop and scores. First bucket of the game, Jalen Johnson gives Largo a 2-0 lead on the steal. Hansen has it stripped away. Here comes another runner, Andre King. He goes on to the misses, and Cameron Ward clutches it, hangs on the rim, and slams it home for the dunk.
Yeah, offensive rebound on the transition. Nobody boxed him out. Flushed it home. 4-0, 6:45 to play here in the first quarter.
Trying to work inside the OA. And Timmy shoots, pulls up. Doesn't get the roll. Rebound where? Where comes up hot. Pulls up at the key. Over to King on the left. Between the legs. He penetrates. Shoots on the run. No good. Rebound and Timmy. And Timmy brings it up. He settles him down. Over to Batty. Batty between the legs. Oh, down on the left side.
Here comes the back screen to try to free up.
They get him inside. Kenyon Johnson works back in. Guarded by Ward. He shoots. No good. Rebound block. Ward comes down. Ward's got a one-on-one. He goes straight to the basket, and he gets the roll and the foul.
Yep. You're going to step in there. You need to take the charge or get out of the way. So Ward finishes that, and he'll shoot one. And quick timeout, Coach Mathis.
Timeout on the floor. Largo's put six up. Walkersville still unable to answer. And that six pretty much on the strength of three transition baskets.
Yeah. They're getting out and running. Even on that their short shot from OA, they rebounded and cleared it and were off and running. They're going to have to step in front of, it looks like Ward. He'll rebound the ball and then go coast to coast unless you get in front of him.
Yeah, 5:55 to go in the first. 6-0 Largo. So Coach Mathis has them settled down now as he brings them back out where Cameron Ward will shoot one. Short. Rebound, Hansen.
Full court press off the, even off the miss. Walkersville was expecting it. Got to get it over.
Throw it away on the press. So Walkersville a little tight right now.
Yep.
Three turnovers in this first period alone. Ware brings it up. Hands off to King. King backs out. Over to Ware. Ward sets the pick. Ware kicks it out from the corner. Three-pointer in and out. Loose ball, rebound to Hansen. Hansen goes hard to the basket. Pulls up, sees a crease, goes straight for the layup, scores! The first bucket of the game,
nice
Shaden Hansen.
Shadon, little hesitation there at the top of the key. Lulls the defenders to sleep and lays it in. 6-2, 5 minutes to play here in first quarter.
Ware out front. Ward in the corner. Shot from the corner. Challenge. Rebound. Batty. Batty brings it up quickly. Over to OA. OA dribble drive. Picks it up. Hansen's got it. Hansen drives in. He sees a look. He backs in, then comes out. And Timmy shoots the three. Swish! He drains it from three-point land. And they cut the lead to one.
Yeah, big shot. And Timmy, what a confidence builder that is to knock down your first shot in a big game like this. So very patient offense by Largo on the offensive end.
Lobbed inside. They lose it too high off the fingertips of Cameron Ward. And a turnover for the Largo.
Yeah.
As and Hansen steps out.
Into the game, number 13 for Largo, John May.
Out comes Ware.
And number 11.
Full court pressure. They break it all the way down the Grove, and he steps on the line out of bounds. Another unfortunate turnover by Walkersville.
Yeah, those unforced turnovers, you don't want those.
From behind, it's blocked, but he gets it in on the double pump. And the Largo scores as Hanson rifles it into OA. Grover pulls back. Hands off to Hanson. Up to the top of the key now. Eubank in the game. He drives left.
Eubank and Grover, yep. You're exactly right. I'll have subbed in, and Walkersville starts their normal rotation of substitutions.
6 seconds on the shot clock. And Timmy in the Kenyon Johnson, and he's fouled. As Johnson hits the floor, helped up by his teammates right underneath his own basket.
I think they're going to put him on the floor. So Walkersville will be baseline out of bounds. Fresh shot clock.
And Temme steps out.
Andre King returns for Largo along with Christian Ware.
Beautiful inbound to Grover. He shoots, no good. Loose ball rebound off of Ward. Walkersville will get it back.
Good patience there by the inbounder looking for the screen. The screener wasn't there. Ball was deflected.
Into Eubank. Eubank to Hanson. Hanson back to Eubank. Away out front. Now they run the weave. Nice pick. Shot by Antemi. It's too long. He gets his own rebound. The putback is good. Antemi with a 3 and a 2. 5 points.
Stick with it there, Zion. The short jumper from the middle of the lane was just a little long. Bounced right back to him. Knocked the second one home.
Ware down on the left side. To Ward. He dribbles through the paint. Kicks it out. Runner. In and out. Whoop. It gets the kiss off the glass and drops.
Nice little runner there by Jalen Johnson.
10-7, Largo. Eubank brings it up. Down on the left to Grover.
Cameron Ward working hard to deny.
Knocked away, and it's going to be another turnover.
Yep.
By Walkersville.
Tried to get it into the post, and Cameron Ward with good post defense.
A fadeaway. And it goes over the backboard and out of bounds. And it's Walkersville ball. 2:26 to go in the first. 10-7 lead for Largo. Walkersville has the ball.
Number 10, Justin Fowl into the game for Walkersville. And Kenyon Johnson returns.
Hanson on the right side.
See if Walkersville tries to take advantage of the two post players. Kind of got a size advantage down there with Kenyon Johnson.
Hanson inside to Johnson. The wrist layup is stuck, and he loses it off his legs out of bounds. It's Largo ball.
Uh-oh. Cameron Ward, good defense from the weak side. Came over and blocked that shot. I think Kenyon, if he's going to go up with that one, he needs to go up and slam it home. Layups aren't going to work.
Yeah, that reverse layup stuff not going to work in this game.
Nope.
All right, Ware down the left side. He points. Ward sets a pick. Straight to the hoop goes Ware. Knocked out of bounds. Loose ball. And the Walkersville comes up with Eubank down the right side. Eubank straight to the hoop. Kick out to Hanson. Hanson drives. He sees the crease. He pulls up on the run. Doesn't get the roll. Loose ball up in the air. Tipped away. Here comes Largo with it. Johnson, he has a strip. Stolen by Fowl. Fowl wide open. Away. Goes to the hoop and scores.
Nice evasive move by OA to get around Cameron Ward, who was trying to draw the offensive foul.
Straight to the hoop, the runner, and a foul on Johnson. So it looks like Andre King will shoot two.
Actually, they called the foul on foul.
Foul.
Number 10,
foul
Justin
on foul.
Foul picked up the foul.
Okay.
So with 1:15 to play here in the first quarter, 11-9, Largo Lions over the Walkersville Lions.
Nine,
number two, Brian Holt, into the game for the first time for the Largo Lions.
Got them both.
Andre King, the two-sport athlete for Largo, has knocked down both foul shots. Division I interest in both basketball and football.
Oh, beautiful cutter inside. Johnson backs in. He shoots and is fouled. The basket doesn't go, but Kenyon will to the free throw line to shoot two, and he's a good shooter at the free throw.
Yep, he'll need to be great offensive play set there by Walkersville. They drew Cameron Ward, the 6'7 Largo Lion, up to the foul line and worked Kenyon Johnson down low. When he was matched up with the shorter Andre King.
Got the first one. Nice soft touch as it slides over to the front of the rim and in. Johnson to shoot one. Got them both. Back to a one-point game, 12-11. 1 minute and 1 second to go. Largo has the ball as Ware brings it up. Guarded by Eubank. He drifts left. Hand off to Ward. Ward. Shot from way out front. In and out, rebound Eubank. Eubank comes up quickly between the legs, down on the left side, hand off to Grover. Grover looking for the cutter, not there, out to OA. He drives, spins, goes to the basket, can't get it to drop. Ward with the rebound, outlet to King. King looking, he goes to the right, now back south, they reset. Ward drives, sees an opening, goes up with a scoop shot, it doesn't drop. Hanson with the rebound, Hanson goes straight up, he spins, turns, now he backs out.
20 seconds on the game clock. Shot clock's off. Walkersville trying to set up the last shot of the first quarter. Oh, got lucky there. They did.
Yes,
it out of bounds.
Michael Grove throws it away right into the hands of number 21 as Hanson guards him. No good. Rebound LA. There's the shot at the buzzer. They don't get it off. And that's it. At the end of 8 minutes of action, the Largo Lions 12, the Walkersville Lions 11. We'll be right back.
That's why Anytime Fitness is the perfect way to stay in shape. From either home or work, Anytime Fitness of Thurmont is always close by, and they're open 24-7. They can tailor a personalized training program to fit your workout needs. Anytime Fitness can also fashion a membership and payment plan that will be flexible enough for your on-the-go lifestyle. You'll love the 24-hour co-ed fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment designed to sculpt and tune you into shape. And when you're away from the Thurmont area, your membership guarantees you access to any of the over 1,000 clubs worldwide. Visit us at 130 Frederick Road to start your program today. Now you can stay healthy anytime with Anytime Fitness.
Grab your sweetie. Here's one to start a family to. Cool 1450.
All right. We're back with you here live. There's the inbound to start the second period of action.
Little head
inside to OA. He backs in against Ward, fakes the shot, turns and shoots, and gets the drop. The first time in the game, Walkersville has taken a one-point lead, 13-12 over the Largo Lions.
Largo, a little half-court trap there. Walkersville with good, strong passing. Nice move by OA to get that little semi-hook shot to fall.
Kick out straight to the bucket goes King. He pulls up, shoots, in and out. Rebound. Dan Johnson. Here comes Eubank. Coach Mathis off the bench calling the play at half court. Wide open. OA shoots and scores from 15 feet.
That shot's going to be a huge shot for the Walkersville Lions as it pulls Cameron Ward away from the basket. 15-12 with just under 7 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Good hands.
McAvoy almost stolen. They get it back out. Step back three is no good. Loose ball, rebound Johnson. Johnson and Temme. And Temme goes to the hoop. He scored. No! It popped right out. Rolled right out into Ward's hands. outlet down court, straight to the bucket, blocked.
Offense.
Offensive charge on Largo. Great defense by Shaden Hansen.
Yep, Hansen stepped in there, stood his ground. Offensive foul call. Team's third offensive foul. Walkersville with two here in the first half. And now the full court pressure. And the shot clock was not running.
So official timeout on the floor. Walkersville will get the ball and inbound it from the other side of the court from us. As Hansen trots over to do the inbounding.
It only took 1 second off the shot. Oh, there we go. Down to 27 now.
Okay.
Now full court man-to-man pressure shown by Largo.
And then Timmy Hansen loses it, but gets it back. He goes straight to the basket, reverse layup. It's good.
Yep, they were calling goaltending anyway, but the ball did trickle and fall in for Walkersville. Great move, great reverse layup there by Hansen. Used the net to block Ward away from blocking that shot.
Biggest lead of the game, Walkersville, 17-12, 5 points. Ward, skip past the Ware. Ware to Ward. Ward looking. He wanted to shoot. Drives off the pick. Kicks it back to Ware. Ware goes into the paint. He's got the runner. Gets it.
Freshman Christian Ware, 5'9", point guard. These Largo Lions start two freshmen and a sophomore in their first group of five. Pretty impressive for a young team.
Out front. Johnson, the baddie, inside the OA. He turns, spins, shoots off the glass. They scored on a beautiful fadeaway.
Over the shorter Andre King, they got the switch they wanted. Now Cameron Ward calling out the plays. He's going to set a double screen for him.
That looks like the old Boston Celtics. Whoa, and there's a three back the other way. Number 21, Jalen Johnson, and he quickly.
Jalen, the second of those two freshmen at start, comes into the night, averaging 11 points a game, can definitely shoot it down.
Hansen sees the opening, goes up, fakes, shoots, and scores.
Quick first step, gets him beyond the defender, and then lays it in, left-handed.
21-17, Walkersville at the 4:48 mark of the half. Oh, double clutch by Ware, but he can't get the drop. Hansen comes down with a rebound behind the back, and then he holds off over to Batty. Batty settles him down. He backs out. And Timmy on the right wing.
There they go again.
OA posts up. Back to Batty. Looking underneath. They go inside. Spin shot off the glass. Scores! We got a foul on the floor, though. I don't know if the basket's going to count.
It will not. Fresh shot clock, ball out of bounds for the Lions.
Into the game now comes Eubank and Grover as Batty and Antemi get a rest. Hansen steps out for the inbound. So the bigs down low for Walkersville, producing well. And all of a sudden now Eubank takes the inbound. Grover on the left side. Hansen wide open. Pulls the trigger. Short. Rebound. Gonson. He spins. Fade away. No good. Loose ball. Cameron Ward has it. Ward comes up hot. He goes straight to the basket. Tries to split the defense. Can't get the layup. And Hansen pulls it down. Hansen sees a crease. And now he gets stuffed from behind by Ward.
And Hansen, though, kind of freezes the defender. Gets himself to the backboard. Just a little backside help there from Largo blocked that shot out of bounds.
He took out a cheerleader on that one.
Yep.
Eubank to inbound. Into Hansen. Lob inside to OA. He spins, turns, shoots. He doesn't get the roll. Loose ball tipped away. Here comes Ware with it. Largo has it. Down by four. Largo down the right side. Ward pulls the trigger from three-point land. In and out. Rebound Hansen. 3:40 to go. Grover.
Largo starting to pick up the...
Oh, beautiful! Oh, play!
Thomas Lawrence, a great backdoor cut. I was just going to say, Largo is starting to pick up the perimeter pressure, and Walkersville responds with a backdoor cut. Wide open Grover, a great bounce pass from out here on top of this.
Pass. You know, Grover pulled that several times against Liberty, that very same where play, that where he door. Sneaks in underneath, and nobody touched him.
Yep, so full timeout called by Largo, 23-17.
All right, we'll take a break, then be right back.
Life Chiropractic and Pilates, located on Water Street in Thurmont, serving the community since 1993. Center of Life is dedicated to treating the whole you, and not just your symptoms, back pain, neck pain, injury, or you just want to improve your mobility and feel healthier. Dr. John Hageman's innovative approach to whole body health is completely unlike anything you have experienced. With convenient hours from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and afternoon hours only on Tuesday from 3 to 7:30 p.m., Center of Life is there for you. Center of Life is closed on weekends and Thursdays. Center of Life accepts all major credit cards and uses the honor system so you pay what you can afford. What an amazing difference they will make in you today. Center of Life. Make an adjustment to your life today. Center of Life.
All right, we are back with you live at courtside. There's the inbound to Ware. 23-17, 3:22 to go in the half. Walkersville leads it. Ware over to Johnson. Johnson trying to get it to Ward. Ward guarded by Kenyon Johnson, doing a great job. Ware between the legs, right side. Over to Mobley. Mobley backs out. Mobley drives, sees the crease, he kicks it out, shoots off the glass, and scores, and I believe there's a foul on the floor. No, foul on the shoot, on the shot, Mobley will shoot one. Number 11 for Largo.
J.R. Mobley to shoot the one.
And he got it. 23-20. Walkersville with the ball. Full court pressure now by Largo. Hanson trapped. Uh-oh, it's tipped up in the air. Ward comes up with it. He has it knocked away. We've got this. Charge on Ward.
Oh, they're going to, oh my. This is not good. What happened under the basket was going to call offensive foul.
There's no block. The foul on the other
end. A block. And the referee under the basket let him overrule.
Wow.
Walkersville's got to take care of the ball. Just too many turnovers right now.
Yes,
they're keeping Largo in this game.
Largo to inbound. They lob inside the Ward. He gets it. He spins, does a fadeaway. It's good. 1 point game now. Hanson, he dribbles up, fires it to Kenyon, and then they throw it away. Kenyon passes over, Johnson passes over to Antemi, but it's too far off his fingertips and out. And that's back-to-back mistakes.
Yep.
Trying to bring it up. 5-0
run there. Walkersville
playing right into Largo's game.
Yep.
Live inside, and they throw it away, Walkersville ball. Here we go. Eubank. They got Antemi wide open. Somebody just get it to him. Now they get to Grover and they get it across midcourt. Out front to Eubank. Eubank to Grover. Back bounce pass and he stepped on the line. Another turnover by Walkersville.
Kenyon Johnson, you know that turns for Walkersville?
That sideline is so close to the bench that I think it's given the players a little bit of trouble.
I think they're trying to create as much space as possible and just losing track of where they're at.
Kick out to Johnson. Back around. Out front. Ware drives. Pull up off the glass is good. And Largo retakes the lead. into Hansen. He brings it across court, breaks the press, and then settles down on the wing. Over to O.A. O.A. inside to Johnson. Johnson backs in. He's got the size. He shoots and scores.
6'4 Kenyon Johnson just posting up the shorter 6'1 Andre King.
King behind the back. Over to Johnson. Johnson to Ware. Inside to Ward. Tipped away. Ward comes up with it. He drives to the basket. Pulls up. Shoots a five-footer. No good. Rebound. Hansen is grabbed from behind. Almost knocks it off balance. Johnson behind the back. He turns. And he's tripped. And they call a traveling violation. He was tripped. Largo ball. Minute 16 and a half. Largo down by one. Ware down the left side. Off the Ward screen. He goes straight to the hoop. Kick out to the corner. There's a shot from three-point land. Goes right into the hands of Cameron Ward on the rebound. Ward drives in. He shoots and scores. Into Johnson. Johnson on Temme. And Temme pulls up. Over to Hansen now. Eubank. Eubank double team. Oh, somebody's got to be open. And Temme to O.A. O.A. looks underneath. Wide open on the cutter. And Eubank scores on the reverse layup.
Big play. Great pass.
Cameron Ward. He draws. Oh, a blocking foul called on O.A. That's on the floor. No, it's not. They're going to call it a shooting foul, and Ward's going to step to the free throw line with 22 seconds on the clock, and his team down by one. He'll shoot two. Got it. Tie game.
Largo sets up for their full court pressure. That's two block charges.
He misses it.
Could have went.
Rebound, Eubank. Eubank is trapped. He gets some help. Stolen. Largo comes up with it. Underneath the Ward. He spins. He's projected by Johnson. Here comes Temme. He has it knocked out of bounds right at the 10-second mark. And he walks the ball underneath the own basket.
27-27, 10 seconds to play here in the first half. Shot clock's off. Walkersville baseline out of bounds. See if they can execute one of those screeners. Get one of those big guys open inside.
Oh. Stolen on the inbound. Ware's got it. 6 seconds underneath. They throw it away. 4 seconds on the clock. Walkersville ball. They got to go the length of the floor.
Here we go. It's a little more length in for this full court press opportunity.
Johnson, he'll inbound.
Need to snap it hard.
And then Temme, he goes hard, right around, pulls up, shoots a three. Oh, gets it right at the buzzer, but it hits the back of the rim and doesn't go. So we're tied up with 27 apiece at the end of one period of action. We'll be right back after this message.
Operated winner 8 years in a row for the best of the best in Frederick County. Hawkins Landscaping is number one with an array of full landscape site design, lawn maintenance, hardscaping, lighting, drainage, and more. Let our professionally trained staff of certified landscapers transform your landscape from a dream to reality. From the design through construction and into maintenance, Hawkins Landscaping specializes in elegant and inviting outdoor environments. If you are looking to create, upgrade, or revitalize your landscape, call Hawkins Landscaping today at 301-898-3615. That's 301-898-3615. Hawkins Landscaping. When you deserve the best, get the best.
Live and it is noisy. I can't even hear myself thinking. Get the band playing.
From Largo.
Largo band is good.
Picking it up.
Yeah.
So, that first half, if you're Coach Mathis,
you're going exactly the script, except for the turnovers. They are reducing their offensive opportunities just by the turnovers. Credit Largo on some of them. Some of them, though, are unforced, and that's what Walkerville's got to get rid of, because those turnovers create easier offensive opportunities for the Largo Lions, who don't need any help. You know, with the score 27 each, it's at the pace which Coach Mathis likes. That low scoring, grinding it out, half-court defense. The point of making just take care of the ball and give those big post players a few more scoring opportunities inside. Coach Mathis is having bigger scoring. When they had control of the game and they were playing their half-court and they were working down low and they were allowing the defense to give them, they were taking what the defense was giving. They had a 7-point lead, right? And then it was only that when the Largo employed the full court pressure that I think they were able to do it. So Largo learned something here, is that they better stick with that full court press, and they opened the game with full court pressure. Walkersville just has to be, they have to be strong on their passes, stay in the passing lane, and then when they get it, they are pulling it out, dancing with getting the opportunity. They can make the right decisions on attacking. They're rolling out if you don't have that.
And work to your big post, because yeah, they are doing well. OA shooting the ball really well on his little fadeaway turnaround jump shots. Kenyon, you know, again, coach wants to feed the post. Well, you got to keep a hold of the ball so you can feed the post.
All right, we'll take our way for halftime with 27-27 all knotted up. Both teams in the dressing room. We're going to have a fresh 8 on the clock when we come back out. We'll be back in a few minutes. Give us a chance to catch our breath. It's been a great first half.
LLC is conveniently located at 108 North Carroll Street in Thurmont, with over 40 years of experience in the plumbing industry, celebrating its 10th year serving our community, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including septic installation and repair. The favorite part of our job is meeting new people and knowing that we helped. Kelco Plumbing prides itself on a job well done, with pricing that won't flood your budget. Burst pipes, water damage, clogged drains, replacement, remodel, or upgrades. Kelco Plumbing services most major fixtures, faucets, water heaters, sump pumps, and well pumps and pressure tanks. Kelco Plumbing is certified and licensed in Maryland and Pennsylvania. Call them today at 301-788-9791. That's 301-788-9791. Emergencies or planned repairs, Kelco Plumbing will go out of their way to explain exactly what needs to be done in simple, easy-to-understand solutions. When a plumber's work is done, well, everyone is happy. Remember, a good flush beats a full house every time. Kelco Plumbing is a proud sponsor of high school sports on the radio.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Maryland's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports.
a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
At Thurmont Country Kitchen, one recent diner summed it up perfectly.
This place is so good, the words are fine. It's a wonderful small-town diner with awesome food and great service.
Thurmont Country Kitchen is located on Water Street in downtown Thurmont. Open weekdays 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Remember when Grandma used to say, if you're looking for a great restaurant, follow the local. And that's exactly what you'll find at Thurmont Country Kitchen. A wonderful mixture of out-of-town guests, travelers up and down Route 15, and the locals who love Country Kitchen's award-winning roasted chicken. Homemade cooking at its finest, with lots of sweets and goodies at the counter to go. Country Kitchen is a great place for birthday parties, meetings, or just to take the family when you're out and about. Their huge menu has something for everybody, and their warm country home atmosphere and small-town charm will take you back to simpler times. Thurmont Country Kitchen, satisfying and delicious. You'll feel right at home at Thurmont Country Kitchen. Thurmont Country Kitchen is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on the radio.
Cool Oldies 1450 THU is the leader in high school sports broadcasting. Since 2008, we have broadcast more high school sporting events than any radio station in the four-state area. Football, basketball, baseball, and softball. Regular season playoffs and state championships from Southern PA to Brunswick, the western mountains of Maryland to the eastern shore. Cool Oldies 1450 THU is number one in high school sports broadcasting.
Gary Bauer in Washington, D.C., with your end of day report sponsored by American Values. Many of you may remember the legendary broadcaster Paul Harvey. He was a great radio commentator whose journalistic career spanned more than 50 years. His essays were always grounded in classic wisdom and old-fashioned common sense. I remember listening to him when I was young, and to this day, his remarks still influence my thinking. I remember one particular Paul Harvey commentary on what the devil or an enemy of the United States would do if they wanted to lay us low. If you get a chance today, I urge you to listen to it on YouTube, but let me summarize what Harvey said. If I were the devil, he said, or an enemy of the United States, I would take God out of our schools, out of our government, and out of the public square. If I were the devil, I would caution our youth not to be too religious or too patriotic. I would tell you that marriage isn't important, that morality doesn't matter. Just do whatever feels good. I'd peddle drugs, alcohol, pills, and pornography. If I were the devil, I'd redefine the family. I have churches at war with themselves, and I'd pit people and races against one another. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have the media fanning the flames. Sound familiar? If I were the devil, he said, I'd take from the successful. I'd redistribute their hard-earned labor and resources until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. Soon, entire states would eagerly promote gambling as the way to wealth. In other words, as Paul Harvey said, if I were the devil, I'd do exactly what's happening to us now. This commentary first ran in Harvey's newspaper column in 1964. Sadly, the message is as relevant today as it was then. This is Gary Bauer signing off from Washington, D.C. To support our work and American Values, visit GaryBauer.com.
We are back here live at courtside where the halftime has expired, and we're going to start the third period. 8 minutes on the clock, and Walker's going to come out and warm up.
Did they?
All right, I must have been preoccupied.
Took a few shots.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, here we go. 27-27, on now to that.
And it looks like it's going to be Largo basketball to start the third quarter.
Coach Ward's got his team all huddled up. He's got his little chalkboard there. He's drawing up the play there on the whiteboard. And now they're ready. Both teams out on the floor.
Same starters, both groups.
Johnson steps out at half court. He'll inbound. Looks like Ware will settle down in the backcourt. There's the whistle and the inbound. Here we go. Ware's got it. Brings it across midcourt. Into Ward. Ward guarded by O.A. King off the pick. Fade away. Air ball. Out of bounds. Walkersville ball. Johnson steps out.
They're going to overrule that.
Yeah, they should. It was off of Walkersville, actually.
So the attempted field goal was tipped by Walkersville. Rolls out of bounds.
Lob inside to Ward. He pulls up and shoots in the paint. Doesn't get it. Rebound Batty. Batty brings it up the left side. Over to Hanson. O.A. sets the pick. Hanson pulls off. Bounce pass to O.A. He backs in. Guarded by Ward. Spins, turns, shoots off the glass. No good. Good. Rebound Hanson. Hanson, he takes a look. He spins, turns, kicks it out to Batty.
Plenty of time on the new shot.
Hanson goes, reverse layup. Oh, good.
There.
Rebound Johnson. The putback is good. And he's fouled, so Kenyon will get three the hard way.
Great offensive set there by the Walkersville Lions. Attacking the rim, getting the offensive rebound, resetting, and then attacking again. And Kenyon Johnson flying after that offensive rebound.
Got it. 30-27, Walkersville by three. Into Ware. Ware to King. King to Ware. Back to King. He penetrates, kicks out to Ware. Ware drives. He spins, turns. Out to the corner, shot from the wing. Way hard off the back glass, no good. Hanson pushes it up and loses the ball right in the hands of number 23, who goes to the basket. Oh, and a blocking foul on Batty.
That was a bad turn over there.
Yeah. Johnson will shoot two.
Just looking to clear it. Lost the dribble. Easy opportunity for the Logo Lions.
Great game here. Very competitive. Back and forth. Johnson gets the front end.
And that's Sean Johnson. Jalen Johnson also on the floor.
Got him both. Brings the lead to one.
Full court pressure now. Looks like
in the Batty.
They're going to run and jump.
He brings it up. Slips. Rifles it to a wide open and Timmy, who scores. Now back the other way quickly. King drives to the baseline. Backs out. Straight to the basket. Blocking foul called. And I don't know about that one. Johnson had good position on that.
He kind of turned his body a little bit, but that's not supposed to matter. If you establish position, you don't have to take the shot to the chest, but that's Johnson's first foul.
So Johnson, Jalen Johnson, makes the first of his two free throws. He'll shoot one. In and out. Rebound Hanson. Here comes Batty pushing it hard down court. Backcourt violation. No, double dribble. They call double dribble.
So they're just Largo's man-to-man, and they're looking to run behind the ball and trap the ball.
Yeah.
And that's just Batty's too much of a hurry. Got to slow down a little bit. So he'll take a breather. Eubank in his place.
King out front, top of the key. Bounce pass to Ward, right side. He drives the paint, pulls up, leans in and shoots and scores. Into O.A. O.A. brings it across court. He pulls off his dribble. Over to Eubank. Behind the back. Hanson on the left wing.
off the pick. Hanson gets the crease, goes into the basket, and scores.
Nice ball screen by Kenyon and Johnson, but I don't know how Hanson slipped through those defenders.
34-32, Walkersville by 1 point. Ware, kick out. Ward with a step back. No good. Short. Rebound. Hanson's got it. We got a whistle and a foul.
Zero. Foul on Ware.
Ware.
Had a hold of Eubank.
His first personal. Johnson steps out. He'll inbound. Full court pressure now by Largo. Down court to Eubank on the baseball pass. Eubank backs out. Hanson, he breaks to the basket, goes straight up and scores. Hanson having a great afternoon.
Yep, great backcourt cut there. And then the evasive move while in the air to get around Ward for the layup.
36-32. Walkers go by four. Ware on the runner. He gets the bucket and the foul. So Ware will shoot the and one. And that was just some trash that he threw out there.
Well, it was a good aggressive move.
Yep.
Got Eubanks in a foul situation and got the hit and just threw it up and it went in.
That's the kind of stuff you see on the blacktop out back.
Yep.
And he misses the free throw. Johnson comes up with it. Bounce pass over to Hanson. Hanson brings it across midcourt.
Here comes the trap.
A lot of contact. Oh, wait. Straight to the hoop. Off the glass. No good. Rebound. Largo. Here comes Largo on the run. Outlet to Cameron. Ward shoots. He's fouled. Hits the deck hard. The basket doesn't go. Cameron sitting down in the paint. Is helped up by his teammates. He'll shoot two.
It was a great press break there by Walkersville.
Yeah.
Just unable to finish the layup was OA. And in action here to the third quarter, full court press, and then
he misses the first. So Ward misses the first free throw. He'll shoot one.
I think Largo would be saying they're giving away a few points on the foul line here.
Ward has seen a lot of minutes on the floor, and he's kind of breathing heavy.
Yeah.
He looks a little winded.
I don't recall him sitting down at all.
He hasn't.
Ward the second shot, and it's good.
Hanson brings it up. He needs help. He gets it from Eubank. Eubank bounce pass to OA. Wide open. Grover on the backside. Can't get the drop. Loose ball up in the air. Let's see what the call is. No signal.
It should just stay with Walkersville. Again, a good solid press break. Grover with the short jumper just couldn't get it to go. Ball gets tipped around out of bounds. Walkersville with a fresh shot clock.
Here we go.
Johnson working against Ward. Ward bear hugging him.
Hanson drives to the basket and draws the two-shot foul.
Yeah, he's getting the ball on the wing where he wants it. And a quick first step that we have talked about all season with Hanson getting him to the rim, drawing the foul. Hanson hits the first.
Gets the second one. Mobley steps out. Ware brings it up on the right side. Trying to run Johnson off the pick. They lob to him, back to Ward. Johnson on the retrieve. Reverse layup is good.
Well done, Largo. Good give and go.
Yes.
Lobbed it in to Cameron Ward, who then quickly dropped it off to the cutting.
Oh, another turnover by Walkersville. from the corner, baseline, kick out, shot from the wing, it's out, rebound, Eubank.
And here they come trapping again off the miss. Got to attack it, Walkersville.
And Timmy, he attacks. He pulls out in the corner over to Eubank. He sees the opening. Dover on the bounce pass, shot and score. Back the other way, Ward.
Yes.
Surge on Ward.
Finally got a call on the offensive charge.
And he's sitting on the ground.
In disbelief at the call.
Questioning the call, but it was good.
Hanson stood in there again. Took the punishment, earned the foul. 14 fouls on each team here in the third quarter. So it looks like foul shots are going to come up big in the fourth quarter, Michael.
Absolutely. Into Antemi. He gets trapped. Dribbles out of it. Slightly tripped. Pulls up his dribble. Kicks it over to Hanson, who brings it across midcourt. Hanson goes straight to the basket. He shoots on the run. Loose ball tipped away. Walkersville will get it.
I love the attack mode. If they're going to press and they're going to trap, Walkersville's going to attack them. I love it.
Here you go.
I love it. Back into the game.
Walkersville. Johnson takes a breather. O.A. returns.
Lob inside to Hanson. He loses it but gets it back. Over to O.A. O.A. takes a look. He spins. He kicks it out to Eubanks, who loses it. And Timmy drives. And Timmy trapped underneath. Back out front to Eubank. Cross court to Grover. Down on the right side to Hanson. Hanson looking. Lobs inside to O.A. He's stuck. Johnson comes up with it for Largo.
A lot of hand-to-hand combat
Ward.
There.
On he goes with the runner and gets the roll for the score.
Cameron Ward, nice. Solid move. Lays it in. 1 point ball game.
Hanson brings it up. Hanson, he drives in. Back out to Grover. He sets a pick. Grover drives off and over to Antemi. Antemi looking. Hanson on the corner. He drives, goes to the basket, scores.
Not sure how he's not getting a foul call. Looks like a lot of hand-to-hand combat.
Yep, a lot of hand-checking on that drive. Pull-up shot by King, and he right back answers with his own basket. 1 point game. 42-41 Walkersville. And another turnover by Walkersville on the full court press. That's just thrown into the crowd. How many is that? Five?
Just trying to make the perfect pass against the press instead of
taking your time.
Solid pass.
Just relax. In the Ward, he drives. He gets underneath. Oh, what an amazing acrobatic shot by Ward. And they take the lead. And Coach Mathis calls timeout.
Timeout.
Time out on the floor. What a shot by Cameron Ward.
Full timeout by Largo. Their second timeout. Walkersville, four remaining. Four team fouls on each team here. We're not out of the third quarter. See if they adjust the press or anything here. Largo's been showing different presses, man-to-man, where they run and jump the ball, the zone full-court press. They showed some half-court traps, Walkersville,
yeah.
For the most part. Solid, just some of the passes, the choice of pass is a little questionable.
Yeah, exactly. A minute 39 to go in the third. Largo leads it by one, 43-42. On a big comeback by Cameron Ward, who gets trapped underneath the basket. But with a very acrobatic move, he leaps out and lays it up on the reverse layup.
Showing his skill set and talent. That's why he's a max prep All-American as a freshman.
Johnson to inbound, into Hanson. Hanson gets trapped. He dribbles once. Over to Johnson. Johnson brings it up. Back to Hanson. Hanson picks up his dribble into O.A. O.A. to Eubank. Walkersville has the ball now in their half court. They settle down. Antemi. He sees the opening. Drives into the paint.
kicks it back out to Eubank. Inside, Johnson has it. Back to Eubank. And Temme pulls the trigger on three. In and out. Rebound. Put back by Johnson. It's good. Camped out right there in the paint. Kenyon Johnson with the offensive rebound.
Finding himself in the right place. That ball trickled off the rim. Lays it in. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Walkersville 44-43. Just feeding Ward now.
And Ward gets it in. He slips the defender and goes right in. So. Got a score from Frederick. Damascus leading 42-34 after three. Walkersville, 20 seconds on the clock. And Temme, he looks. He dribbles, steps back, shoots, no good, loose ball. We got out of bounds, and the ball going to Largo. Largo with 12 seconds on the clock and a one-point lead.
12 seconds on the play, game clock, shot clock's off. This ball is going to Cameron Ward. They're setting everything up for him here lately.
Where? He drives. Oh, that looked like a travel to me. Eubanks, 1 second, doesn't get it away in time. And that's going to be it at the end of three periods of action here at Dr. Henry Wise High School. The Largo Lions, 45. The Walkersville Lions, 44. We'll be right back.
News, weather, traffic, school delays, and cancellations. At Cool 1450 AM, one of our most important resources is FrederickScanner.com. Live traffic cams, weather cams, city and county resources, police, fire and rescue. Anyone living, working, or traveling in and around Frederick should bookmark FrederickScanner.com on their PC or go to their Facebook page and download the mobile app today. FrederickScanner.com. A live information window to Frederick County.
All right, we are back with you here live. There's 8 minutes on the clock separating one of these teams from a championship at the University of Maryland. Walkersville has the ball down by one. Skip pass, cross court to Batty. Over to Hanson in the corner. Skip pass to Ntemi. He pulls up, shoots a 15-footer. No good. Loose ball, rebound ripped away. Care to Johnson. Johnson goes straight to the basket. He drives and shoots. Scores and he's fouled. Jalen Johnson with the bucket. And a chance to add one more.
That time Largo showed a little half-court trap. They were trapping the ball in the corner. Walkersville got it out. Just missed a jump shot and a quick release. And there's a 1-3-1 half-court trap again by Largo.
And a quick 3 points to start off this fourth period. Over to Hanson. Hanson goes straight up. He shoots a 5-footer. It's good.
Just the Largo lead to 2, 48-46.
Ware, guarded by Batty, on the right side, off the Ward screen, straight loses the ball right under the hands of Batty. Batty with a 3-on-2, he goes up, fakes, shoots on the run, it's in.
Good transition bucket there by Jerry and Batty.
Tie game.
Fake on the move, drew Ward away from him and laid it in.
6:48 to go, 48-48.
There's the double screen for Ward up top again.
Ward, he's got it. Picks up his dribble.
Over to King. King drives, backs out, loses the ball, picks it back up. Almost stolen by Batty. Ware goes to the basket. He drives, penetrates. No good. Tip back, no good. Look back is good. Tip back and a put back by Ward underneath.
Just too many opportunities.
Yes.
Too talented there.
Batty has it. He drifts left.
Again, 1-3-1 trap look.
Into OA, underneath to Johnson. And we've got a foul with Cameron Ward raises his hand right away because he had his arm caught underneath Johnson's armpit for the foul. That's the second foul on Ward.
And back to man-to-man defense goes Largo on the baseline out of bounds play. Walkersville.
Out to Ntemi. Batty, he resets. Wide open, Hanson shoots the three, it's good.
Hanson, typically trying to get to the rim, raises up, knocks down that three against the zone defense of Largo Lions.
Walkersville retakes the lead 51-50 with 5:47 to go in the game. Ware off the screen, straight to the basket, kick out, wide open to the corner, Johnson shoots. It's good. Three by Johnson from the corner.
Freshman Jalen Johnson with the big three-point shot.
Seesaw battle of trays here, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Coach Mathis wants to take a look at that.
30-second timeout by Coach Mathis. I think you just got to remind them of their defensive responsibilities.
Yeah,
I think that's his help on that rotation.
If you're trading baskets with this team, that's not a situation you want to get into.
No.
You want to keep them off the out of the half court.
Right there would have been a great opportunity after that big shot by Hanson to have a stop and another score trying to get up two possessions.
But where drew the two defenders into him, that left Johnson wide open in the corner.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's what I was saying. Whoever was defending this young man out in the corner, that's not his help.
Mm-hmm. But when someone's driving in the basket, the instinct is to go help a lot.
Yeah.
But I think Coach Mathis is reminding them there of the rotation.
And Chemi to inbound into the backcourt to Batty.
And steal the 1-3-1 by Largo.
Batty on the right side.
Walkersville looking to overload one side of the zone. Get that thing into the big guys.
Hanson in the corner, takes a look, drives. Pulls up, shoots on the run, and he gets a drive. Tie game, 53-all.
Oh, he's switching defenses now.
Roll with 2-3.
2-3 zone.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Over to King. Out front to Ware. Largo looking for Ward to come out front. Ware, King pulls the trigger. It's another three-pointer. Big shot by Largo. They retake the lead. Hanson, right side to Batty. And Temi. He lobs inside Hanson on the backdoor cutter. Hanson has to go up top for the ball. Loses it out of bounds. Walkersville will get it back.
14 on the shot clock.
Well, the right idea. They threw the alley-oop, but it was off target. Hanson couldn't finish.
Yeah, I'd like to see him go back to the double low.
Hanson with a spin move, blocked by Ward. Ward stuffs him. Now lost. OA picks it up. And Temi with a 2-on-1 over to Kenyon. He shoots and scores. What a spin move by Johnson. 1 point game.
And
traveling violation on King. Walkersville ball.
Traveling call on there on the little stutter step.
56-55 Largo. Walkersville with the ball as Johnson steps out of bounds. No, check that. And Temi comes over. Into Batty. Batty brings it up.
Largo's sticking with that 1-3-1 zone.
Hanson in the corner to Temi. Temi gets trapped. He drives, kicks it out to Hanson. Hanson looking. Defense all over him. Wide open. There's a whistle.
Before the shot.
Foul, and that's too bad because then Temi just made a three
yeah.
from the corner. But
if that whistle was a split second later, it's basket and ball for
right.
Walkersville.
Yes.
So this way it stops the scoring opportunity. Ball gets set out of bounds. Fresh shot clock for the Walkersville Lions.
Eubank steps out. Here it is.
Ooh. Oh!
And now a foul on Johnson. Wow, that was a tough foul. Largo gets the ball. Well, Mathis shakes his head. He didn't like that call.
No. So, just bad luck, that sequence there for the Walkersville Lions.
Ware brings it up on the right side to King.
Staying in the 2-3 zone is, does Walkersville.
Inside, Ware pulls the trigger. And it's good. Another three pointer for Ware. I'm sorry, for King.
Andre King, yep.
4-point lead now for Largo.
And that's two in a row for Andre King against his 2-3 defense.
On the same spot on the floor. Eubank and Temme in the corner. Bounce pass inside. Johnson shoots. Doesn't go. Ward with the rebound. Out left to King. King straight up. He scores. Dude, rolls out. Right into the hands of Eubank. Eubank brings it up quickly. Between the legs, he pulls up.
Oh,
he gets hit. And Schraff has the ball stolen. And a score from Jalen Johnson. Coach Mathis called timeout. And the Largo fans are up for the 6-3 lead
there, though. 3:46. Got himself in a bad position, and instead of snatching it up, tried to continue dribbling, and one of two Largo players could have taken that away from him. So full timeout by Walkersville.
Damascus 50, Frederick 42 with a minute 37 left. Now an update, Damascus 50-47 with 37 seconds on the clock. Looks like Damascus is going to be moving forward, and Frederick gets his first loss of the season in the semifinal.
I'm not counting them out. It's 3 points, you said, right? Three
yes,
points,
it is.
35 seconds.
It's a one-score game.
One-score game.
Right here, we have a 61-55 lead by Largo at the 2:46 mark of this game.
Yep.
Hansen will inbound in front of the scorer's table at half court. Into Eubank in the backcourt. Eubank brings it across. And Temme looking inside, gets it into Johnson. Johnson backs in. He gets strapped wide open. Hansen from 3-point land is short. And it goes off a Ward out of bounds. So it'll be Walkersville ball.
Resets the shot clock. Walkersville needs a bucket in this situation.
And we've got a score and a foul by O.A. as he takes it in, powers it into the basket, and draws a foul. So Alessi will shoot one from the free throw line at the 2:26 mark. And he does not get the free throw into Ward. Where? He has the ball, brings it up.
Walker go back to their man-to-man half-court defense.
They hold the ball now.
Just got to be there for the help when he drives.
There's King with the shot. It's an air ball out of bounds. That'll stop the clock at 2:06. Walkersville will bring it up.
57-61.
Hansen has it.
Largo with the 4-point lead. 2 minutes to play.
Johnson out front. Over to Eubank. Eubank, bounce pass inside, knocked away by Ward. OA, he backs in. He turns, shoots the hook. It doesn't go. Loose ball, rebound. Put back by Johnson. It's no good, but Johnson is fouled. He'll shoot two.
So close to dropping that in for possible 3-point play, but again, unfortunate bounce.
Johnson to shoot two. Got it. Nothing but net. 61-58, Largo. 1:43 to go. Got them both. One score game now. Ware takes the inbound. On the left side, off the Ward screen. Kick out to the corner, shot. In and out. Away with the rebound. Hanson brings it up.
A little change up on defense there by Coach Mathis. Hanson on the taller Ward, but then the two tall guys able to jump out there, challenge that three-point shot.
Over to OA. OA goes in hard. Kick out. Eubank shoots the three. It's good. It's good. Walkersville retakes the lead with 1:03 to go at 62-61.
Eubank with a big three-point shot.
Big
three. Might have been the first field goal attempt of the game for Darius. So again, Hanson draws the Ward assignment.
Lob inside the Ward. Hanson draws him. Ward trying to back in. He turns, shoots off balance. Loose ball tipped right in the back of the Ward's hands. He goes to the basket, shoots. No good. Rebound Hanson. Here comes Hanson. He brings it up.
He's strong.
He spins, looking for help. He gets trapped. He gets it over to Ntemi. Ntemi straight to the basket. Kick out. We've got a whistle, a timeout on Mathis. Excellent timeout call by Coach Mathis. They've got 19 seconds on the shot clock. 27 on the game clock. What do you do here, Coach?
Plus one. Well, I'm going to try to score as soon as I can. If I get a good look right here on this baseline inbound, got both his big guys in. The last couple of times, everything's kind of funneled into one of the posts. I look for that to happen here again. So Walkersville uses their fourth timeout. Largo has three of their five. Largo now has 8 team fouls, so any foul sends Walkersville to the line for one-on-one, and the same, Walkersville has 6 team fouls, so any foul will send Largo to the line for one-on-one.
Correct.
Did you get a final yet there from...
No, sir.
Oh, my. The suspense. Like here. What a great basketball game. No matter who wins or loses this game, these young men...
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome game. And a great crowd. Great crowd.
All right, and Temi steps out. Here it goes. Walkersville in to OA. Back out front to Hanson. Hanson guarded by King. OA sets the pick. Hanson drifts.
Trying to clear it out for Johnson on this side.
Eubank, he penetrates. Loses the ball out of bounds. Walkersville will get it back. Walkersville will get it back. 11 seconds on the clock. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Nobody's overruled anybody yet.
Yeah,
and Temi steps out.
This has to go in and go up. Timeout.
Yes. Okay, Largo called
Largo
timeout.
30-second timeout.
Walkersville has the ball in their backcourt, in their half court, with 11 seconds on the clock and a one-point slim lead.
So
the inbound has to be perfect.
A few years back, we had a play designed, Coach Mathis, for this scenario.
And?
Where there'll be a nice screen set, opposite post, curl
to the basket.
And it's a catch and shoot.
In the air.
Yep. See if they try to set that. And, you know, set the screen on the taller Cameron Ward, hold him off, throw the lob to the 6'6 OA.
All right, here we go. Eubank steps out of bounds. As soon as the ball is touched, the clock will start. There's the break. Looking for the back. And that's it.
5-second call.
5-second turnover Largo will get one shot at this win with 10 seconds on the game clock. Shot clock is turned off.
Well, it has to, yeah, it has to go back to 11.6 because the ball never made it in bounds.
Oh, okay. All right, so here it is, 11 seconds to go. The whole season riding on this play. Largo can... They get it in, and immediately timeout called.
So, yeah, I think Coach Ward and his son Cameron Ward having a discussion on how to what to set up with 11 seconds. Walkersville still showing the 6'1 Hansen guarding the 6'7 Ward.
Now,
he just wanted to come down here and post him up.
Last thing you want to do is foul.
It's got to get down here.
Don't foul. Right, don't correct. Foul. Don't foul. Anybody fouls, and it's free throw time. And a free throw wins this game.
One ties, two wins. If you're the Largo. Coach Mathis now subbing defensive players in.
Yeah, he's got a couple of fast kids in there now with Grover and Batty. Just checked into the scorer's table. No, wait, they wave it off. They say no, no. They're not going to check those two in. They change their mind. Now, Coach Mathis has his starters. O.A. Hansen, Johnson, Eubank, and then Temme out on the floor.
Yeah, just got to challenge the ball, make them dribble. Don't give them enough time for an offensive rebound and a putback if they would miss their initial shot.
All right, Jalen Johnson steps out in the backcourt.
Coach is getting him up.
Where? Guarded by Eubank. Ware brings it up. Down on the right side, lobs it inside to Ward. Knocked away.
There's the quickness of Hansen. I think I might switch him now. But
yes. He robbed Ward.
Yeah,
of the,
gonna, this is going to direct. There you go. Front and back him. Don't let him get it. Got to stay on him.
Shoots. It's foul.
He's blocking a three-shot foul.
He will shoot three. Ward pulled up with shot. He got him on the hand. With 2 seconds on the clock, Cameron Ward with a chance to tie it or win it.
And he'll shoot three, one to tie, two to win.
Got it. Tie game.
Coach Mathis and the Lions do have one more timeout.
He got him both. 1 point lead for Largo. Cameron Ward to shoot one.
Got to get a Walkersville Lion up there.
2 seconds on the clock. Oh, Eden! Here comes, now we've got timeout on the floor, Mathis. Nothing off the clock. 2 seconds.
Walkersville calls their fifth and final timeout. Largo has one. 2.4.
It's
two dribbles and a shot is what we used to coach them up doing.
Well, we saw the center at Urbana shoot from midcourt and swish it through the net.
Yes, we did.
In a,
it just go bad for the young man that fouled, challenged the three-point shot.
Yep.
Not the foul called.
Yeah.
From this angle, we couldn't see if he was on the ball or on the arm, but I think you're a little too close to even
try that. He leaned in,
yeah,
and that was the mistake. Instead of going straight up,
What a great basketball game, though.
Yep. Yep.
The winner of tonight's contest faces Newtown Titans for the 2A state championship.
Yes, they do. All right, here we go. This is it. All the way in the backcourt, Michael Grover. He's got to get it up. Baseball pass and a shot before the buzzer. Here's the inbound. Here it is. There's the baseball pass. Largo has it. Wait a minute. Largo lost it out of bounds. Hold everything. That Largo lost it out of bounds. There's still a second on the clock. Walkersville's going to get the ball in their half court with 1 second.
Walkersville ball.
Yes.
Hurry up.
They better hurry up and get over there. And Timmy. Here, this should here be it the is. Ball.
Kenyon's not in.
Hanson. No good. That's it. Largo won it.
Wow, what a game.
Well, it's pandemonium, ladies and gentlemen, right here. We can barely hear our own selves.
And enjoying the exciting athletic contest.
Both teams with their heads held high meet at midcourt. Congratulations to each other. Good sportsmanship.
What a great basketball.
Yes. One of the best we've seen all year.
64-62, Largo Lions over the Walkersville Lions. Three foul shots with 2.4 seconds to go in the game.
Yes.
By the Cameron Ward, the Largo Division I prospect, and he drilled all three for the lead and the cushion.
So in the final analysis, no teams in Frederick County will go to the championship this year.
Yeah.
Oakdale won it last year. This year, we will not make the trip.
Still a great year for the Frederick County teams.
Yes.
They represented well on both sides of the ledger, the girls and the boys. Now, so,
that's
yeah.
the first time I can remember not having a girls or a boys basketball team in the state championship.
I can't care to guess.
Yeah. I'm just saying, yeah, I can't remember
it,
the last
it was one.
One
of those things. You know, this. Yeah, they have another game to play, but I think we're looking at the 2A state champion.
I would
right
agree.
Here in the Lago line.
Because I saw Newtown play, but this team is just incredible.
And for Damascus, they must have been a great defensive effort on their part to hold Frederick to that score, 53-50. Is that what we said it was?
Yeah.
So, yeah, credit to Damascus Hornets.
These two teams play each other four times, and it's 2-2. I mean, that is how evenly matched this is.
Yes.
It's just very even matchup. Somebody's got to win it.
Yeah.
And the nod goes to Largo today.
Frederick County teams, it's not Walkersville tonight.
Yes. All right. Well, that's it. That's our basketball season in the books, ladies and gentlemen. And what a great one it was. Started it all the way back in the beginning with the Catoctin Cougars, our first game of the season, back in January, and all the way down to March Madness here at Dr. Henry Wise in Upper Marlboro, where the Largo Lions have come away victorious with a one-score lead, 64-62, over the Walkersville Lions. And this was our sixth game of the season broadcasting Walkersville boys. Not
I
bad,
didn't realize
huh?
realize that. It's
yes.
It was so much fun. I didn't even realize
yep.
it was that many games for
it
us.
It was six games. This was our sixth one this season. So we want to thank the entire Walkersville fan base for supporting WTHU on this. And, you know, it has just been a great honor to be a part of Frederick County basketball. All the great teams, girls and boys.
Yeah. I'm just kind of a little stunned that at the outcome here. You know, you hate to have a game come down to a situation like it did tonight or the other night when we were down in a band with those young ladies.
Foul.
With that shot. At,
miracle shot at the buzzer.
At the buzzer. You just hate for teams to lose that way, but that's the magic of March.
That's what makes it so good.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to thank our sponsors for supporting this basketball season, and they are Center of Life Chiropractic, Hawkins Landscaping, Kelco Plumbing, and of course, Thermont Country Kitchen. We couldn't have done it without you. On behalf of the entire Cool Oldies 1450 team, myself, Michael Betteridge, I thank you for all of your support. And for you, Coach Rick Little, again, another great season at courtside with you.
All right. Good night, all.
Don't worry if you can't make it to the game or miss the broadcast. All of our high school sports games are archived and available online at WTHUradio.com in our audio vault. WTHU 1450 AM Thermont Gettysburg Frederick is Cool Oldies 1450 rocking the Catoctin.